إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عيدكم مبارك، وتقبل الله منا ومنكم. It's the honor for the Ummah of Islam, the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his entire Ummah to celebrate the day of Eid, to find in the day of Eid a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he teaches the servants of Allah to celebrate and to show levels of happiness and to show levels of joy. In the hadith reported by Al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains why we are celebrating. And he explains what is taking place at this very moment. Whenever an imam is leading the people in congregation for Eid, and he's giving this sermon, and the people have left their homes, and they've spent the previous month fasting, and they've spent the previous month standing, and they've spent the previous month reading the Quran and making dua. Yet on the day of Eid, on the day of Eid, they've chosen to leave their homes and sit in the masjid or sit in the open field and perform the Eid prayer and listen to the Eid khutbah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us and explains to us what is taking place at this very moment. And he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah jalla wa ala, he calls his malaika, he calls the angels in Jannah, and he asks them subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst he knows the answer better than them, he says, Ya malaikati, O my angels, unzuru ila ibadi, look at my slaves, saamu ayyam shahr Ramadan, they stood and they fasted the months, the entire month of Ramadan, waqamu, and they stood and they performed the night prayer. And now, kharaju ila eidihim, they have left for their Eid. What reward do you think I should give them? How do you think I should treat them? فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَ, the malaika respond. And they say, Ya Rabbi, you are our Lord. You are our Master. Grant them what you've promised them. Grant them what you've promised them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear, he says, and he calls all of the malaika, I swear, and I take you as those who are witnesses on my behalf. Inni qad ghafartu lahum, I have forgiven every single one of them. Wa inni qad raditu anhum, and I have made sure I am pleased with every single one of them. Thus, right now, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this call, calling the malaika and telling them what? Inni qad ghafartu lahum, I have forgiven them all. Wa inni qad raditu anhum, and I am pleased with them all. At that moment, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fayunadi munadin min qibal Allah, a caller calls from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And he says, Ya ummata Muhammad, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go back to your homes, go back to your homes. For when you go back to your homes, فَقَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transformed your evil deeds into good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transformed your evil deeds into good deeds. Thus, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, has this day been taken as a day of celebration? قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, say, from the mercy of Allah and from the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are happy about. وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ is better than everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. يَوْمَئِذٍ he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ on that day, the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that level of happiness. لِلصَّائِمِ for the صَائِمِ he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَرْحَتَان he has two levels of happiness. Where are these levels of happiness? When he breaks his fast. And when he meets the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is declaring what he's declaring at this very moment. And this is why, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ This is why Allah Jalla wa Ala says, when you've completed your iddah, when you've completed the month of Ramadan, when you fasted the month of Ramadan, when you stood the month of Ramadan, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And you've glorified Allah, you've made takbir for what Allah Jalla wa'ala has guided you towards. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ This is how you show your thanks and your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ However, today, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, the short message I want to give you in this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, is to speak about a forgotten act of ibadah that we all enjoy in the month of Ramadan. An ibadah that is not often attributed or connected to the month of Ramadan, but it's there in its full force. And every single one of us is able to taste it and to see it and to feel the warmth of this ibadah. An ibadah that is so relevant in today's day and age, whereby the Muslims across the world, both in our locality and across the world, must enjoy, must affirm, must establish, must live by to the very letter. And that ibadah, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, is the ibadah of brotherhood, of sisterhood, and of unity of Islam. The ibadah of unity, the ibadah of brotherhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى Verily, surely, the believers are only but brothers. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of you together, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And make sure you are not disunited. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِئْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا And he joined your hearts from his virtue and his blessings. And due to this, you all became brothers in religion. Or brothers or sisters in Islam, the brotherhood of Islam, the brotherhood of Islam is so strong and is so mighty that we as Muslims are meant to overlook our own self-objectives and self-goals for the care and the need on the requirements of the ummah as a large. We as brothers in Islam, as sisters in Islam, as the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have one Lord we worship. We have a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we all believe in. We have one Quran we recite and we live by. We have one Qibla that we follow and we pray towards. We have one religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imperative upon us as the servants of Allah jalla wa ala to leave our differences behind and to unite, especially at this particular age when mankind are looking towards Islam and taking from Islam the rights of Islam, or they're looking towards Islam because they've got to know they've got a void or they've got a gap in their lives, looking for something better, looking to something to fulfill what they've got a hole in, what they need. Islam is the answer for absolutely everything. It's imperative upon us, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, to become united, to understand that our brothers and our sisters in Islam, wherever they are across the world, they have a right over us and we must look after their needs, assist them in any way possible. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى Indeed, the believers are nothing except for brothers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Ansar, Yes, when he blessed the Ansar by allowing them to be those he chose, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to host Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to host the Sahaba from Mecca, the Muhajirun. As the Muhajirun made their way towards Al-Madinah, the Ansar, they had a dialogue with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad on Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. And the Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah, you know what we possess? And you know we possess these farms and these palm trees. Allow us to give every single thing we own. And half of it, we give it to the muhajirun. Allow us to possess, allow us to give every single thing we possess. Keep half of it for ourselves and give the other half to the muhajirun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially declined. Initially said this was too much. But when the muhajirun came, when they came and when they sat with the Ansar went slightly further. They took them to their homes. And they took and they said to them, choose from our wives whichever one you want. And we'll give our wives to you. Choose rooms in our houses, whichever ones you want. And we'll give them to you. Choose from our businesses, whichever business you want. And we'll give it to you. Look at our wealth. Take half of it for yourself. And half of it is for us. Until they kept on doing things to the muhajirun. Until they went to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhajirun, to complain. And they said to him, ya Rasulullah, we are afraid that the Ansar have taken all of the reward. Ya Rasulullah, we are afraid that the Ansar have taken all of the reward and they left nothing behind for us. They are showing levels of mercy, levels of kindness, levels of compassion, levels of brotherhood that we've never seen before. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then said, loving the Ansar is part of Iman and disliking the Ansar is part of hypocrisy. Because the Ansar showed and displayed these levels of brotherhood, these levels of wanting for your brothers, wishing for them what you wish for yourselves. Oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, know that taking care of the Ummah of Islam, taking care of your brothers and sisters in Islam, carries with it great and noble reward. Carries with it great and noble reward. In a hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah yaqul, Allah jalla wa ala will say, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will say, Ayn al-mutahabuna fi jalali. Where are those people that used to love one another for my sake? On this day, I will cover them with a shade where there will be no shade. On this day, I will cover them with a shade where there will be no shade at all. He also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Anas ibn Malik in Bukhari and Muslim, Thalathun man kunna fihi wajada halawat al-iman. There are three groups of people. Whoever finds themselves to be from one of these groups of people will taste that pure sweetness of Iman. And he mentioned from them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنْ يُحِبُّ الْمَرْءُ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَإِلَّا لِلَّهُ. Someone who loves somebody and he doesn't love him except for the cause or except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh brothers or sisters in Islam, the West have called us for far too long to be concerned and only be concerned about our own objectives and our own goals. We set aside tasks, we set aside goals and objectives, we set aside points that we want to be able to achieve every day for ourselves. And sometimes we act very selfishly, in a very greedy manner, ensuring that we'll do everything it takes in order for us to achieve our own personal objectives. However, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something else. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. None of you truly believes until you wish that everything you were able to attain and acquire, every single goal or objective you have in this dunya on the akhirah, you wish it for your brothers and you wish it for your sisters as well. You wish success in this dunya. You wish success in the akhirah. In fact, you play a role in the assistance of victory for your brothers and sisters in this dunya and your brothers and sisters in the akhirah. This is what Islam calls to. And this is what we must revive. And this is what we must speak about often, uniting the hearts of the believers so that Islam can flourish together and we can be a reason for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory of the ummah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah jalla wa ala unite this ummah. And may he subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be included in this great reward of victory. And may he subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to join the ties of brotherhood in al-Islam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَيْكُمْ وَلِيسَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Some of the ulama of Islam, they mentioned four key principles that Islamic brotherhood and sisterhood rests upon. And if a person truly wants to be united with the Ummah of Islam and be of those that assist himself and the ummah as a whole. He must establish these four principles. The first, O brother, O sister in Islam, is to love the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believes. None of you has reached that level of true belief until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he also narrates in a hadith in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. None of you will enter Jannah until he believes. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And none of you will truly believe until he loves. Until he loves who? Until he loves his brothers and he loves his sisters in Islam. No, our brothers or sisters in Islam, we may be different. We may come from different backgrounds and different cultures. We may speak different languages. We may look different or have different colors and different traditions and different things that please us or displease us. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is embedded in each and every single one of our hearts. The call that Allah jalla wa ala is making at this very moment to his malaika is not for the disbelievers. It's not for the Christians or the Jews or the Hindus or the other polytheists. But rather, it's for people like me and you, insha'Allah ta'ala. People who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who take Muhammad sallallahu alayhi as the messenger of Allah. People that recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, to establish true brotherhood and true sisterhood, we must firstly understand that every believer, wherever they may be, so long as though they have embedded in their hearts the kalima of tawheed, La ilaha illallah wa Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is somebody or she is somebody, we must love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Principle number two is that every single believer requires to have or to be somebody that you show mercy towards. To show mercy to the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعْهُ أَشِدَّاءَ لَلْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are with him, they are stern against the disbelievers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for one another, as for the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they show levels of mercy. They show levels of mercy. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must show mercy towards his brothers and sisters in Islam. Unfortunately, we're living at a time where the servants of Allah, believing brothers and sisters, are not safe from foul language or from the abuse or slanders of their fellow brothers and sisters in Islam. What Islam calls to, that you protect the honor, you protect the lives, you protect the bloods, you protect the name, you protect the honor of your brothers and your sisters in Islam. They are free and they feel safe amongst your presence. They feel safe amongst you showing mercy towards them. The third principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and established for those who truly want to establish the laws of brotherhood and sisterhood and being united with the brothers and sisters of Islam in this ummah is to establish the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ sit. There are six rights that a Muslim has upon one another. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what are these rights? He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he says salam to you, when you meet him, you greet him with salam. When he calls you, you answer his call. When he asks you for advice, you give him advice. When he sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, you say, Yarhamukallah. When he is sick, you visit him. And when he passes away, you follow him towards his grave. And finally, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, the last principle that the scholars of Islam mention for those of you who truly want to establish the rights of your brothers and sisters on earth is that you help them and you assist them in every single possible way. If they call out for you for assistance, in fact, true brotherhood and true sisterhood is that you see that your brothers and your sisters require help before they even ask you for assistance, before they even ask you for help. We are currently going through a great trial of this ummah. A sacred land in Al-Aqsa, a sacred land in Aqsa is currently being picked and destroyed by the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people in that land are our brothers and our sisters in Islam. We are celebrating Eid today. They are unable to celebrate Eid today. We spent the last entire month fasting out of choice. They were forced to fast because they were given no food and no drink at all whatsoever. They, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, and other nations across the entire Islamic world, ask and request for your assistance. It's from part of our iman and part of brotherhood and sisterhood to help them and to help Muslims across the entire world to understand that yes, our needs, our objectives, our personal goals may mean something, but their goals, their objectives, their needs take a form of precedence over ours, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this is why Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the Muslims, when he heard the story of one Muslim woman and her hijab being pulled until her hair became visible for people to see, and she was mocked and she was slandered, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent an army to defend her honor. Even before she asked Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab for his assistance or for his help. Thus, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, part of being a Muslim, part of being a Muslim is that we understand that we are part of this ummah, we are part of this great one huge ummah. One ummah, whereby one part of it is sick, one part of it is ill. We should feel that same level of fever, that same level of sickness and illness, and we'll strive at most to overcome our sickness by any means possible. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muslimu, akhul muslim. The believer is the brother of a Muslim. He doesn't cheat him, nor does he lie him, nor does he deceive him. Rather, he protects him and he looks after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He protects him and he looks after him. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Muslim is unlawful. All the Muslim is honorable. All the Muslim is protected. His honor, his wealth, his blood. And then he pointed toward his heart and said, taqwa is here, taqwa is here, taqwa is here. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. We are seeing the disbelievers of Allah Jalla wa Ala, some of those who have been given some sign of humanity at the forefront of speaking and defending the lands of the Muslims, at the forefront of bringing to light the true oppression that is taking place in the lands of the Muslims, in the lands of oppression, lands where the rights of Muslims have been taken away. We need to also join those ranks, inshallah ta'ala. Every single one of us will be asked, yes, we can't perhaps fulfill the ultimate goals of assisting and helping them. But there are many forms and many different avenues and many different pathways that will be asked about in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Did you try to assist? Did you try to help? Did you try to look after your brothers and your sisters in Islam, in this land or in that land, in the land of Aqsa, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in other lands where there is oppression and great trials and great tribulations? Oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, understand this ummah is one. Understand our blood is one. Understand our religion is one. Understand our book is one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Islam victory in its totality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to play a very pivotal role in this victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify the lands of Aqsa from the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform salah in Masjid al-Aqsa as people who are free and liberated in al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant might and izzah to al-Islam. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد عيدكم مبارك وتقبل الله منا ومنكم وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته